Great win, man. '69-'49, we outscored them in the second half.
It's kind of a butt kicking.
So they went they only won one of five games?
Yeah.
So they were 1-4, huh?
All right, waiting for that to get to 6-6, and we can go live. All right, here we go. We're only getting 5 or 6 for some reason. I don't know which. What's not on? All right, that's good then. Okay, we're good. Welcome to Postcast, where the Utah Jazz get a nice win against the Miami Heat to go to the break on a 4-game win streak. A feisty Heat team goes down as the Jazz win it 116 to 101. It's all coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East, also located at the Gateway. Mudslide cookie celebration, baby. You better talk because I'm
good.
Chewing.
They are pretty good.
I'm chewing. What's your thought on this one, Ron?
I'll tell you what I enjoyed about the game, and obviously it's two very well-coached basketball teams, but I enjoyed the Jazz figuring out how to beat this team. I think every team that plays against Miami right now has to go through this adjustments, not just one adjustment, two or three adjustments on how to attack their defense. Now, whether they're considered to be one of the best defensive teams in the league, they still teams have to figure them out, and I thought the Jazz did a pretty good job at that.
A la Lala, I think that's right, says so hyped right now, and Alex says love that fourth quarter. And others are saying, look at the schedule. I think we get 55 wins. There are people are fired up so far as the Jazz win it tonight. When you say figure it out, the Jazz outscored them 69-49 in the second half. What did they figure out?
They figured out how to get Rudy to basketball. And the spacing ended up being pretty good there. But the zone, they had a switch. What appeared to be a man-to-man, then they were switching on a zone. So even when you would, like a dribble handoff, they would switch. But then they put themselves in a one-on-one situation, and as Vince said at halftime, they got to the point where they wasn't passing up shots. I've always been taught, and I'm sure a lot of people have been taught, when you go against the zone, you got to break the paint if you can. You got to either get the ball in the middle, but you got to get the defense scrambling. I didn't think the Jazz did a lot of that, and they still was able to figure out on how to score.
Jazz traded for Jordan Clarkson in Miami on December 23rd. Since then, we are 18-6 as a team, Ron. What has Jordan Clarkson brought to this team?
Well, that instant offense type player, that guy coming off the bench that's a threat, and you know how I feel about those kind of guys, that's a threat, and he's just been having, he's just been having a great year coming off the bench here for the Jazz. I think what's so impressive, David, to this is mind-boggling. Quinn just lets him go. I mean, just think about how Moutier was playing at the beginning of the year. Something similar, but nowhere near as close to what Jordan Clarkson does. And so Quinn lets him go, and he's responding because that's what he does best. So Quinn's getting the best out of a kid what he does best.
Here's the difference. Moutier didn't do it well. Moutier was doing the right thing and not finishing at the rim and missing shots and not finding teammates.
Right.
And he's learned to get better at it. He was very good against tonight in his minutes without Mike Conley tonight. But Clarkson is shooting 60% around the rim in those things. And he actually, in Quinn's mind, as he said on the coaches show today, is making an effort to find his guys when it's the right play. We saw that the 8 assists in Dallas, I think, were really important. He had gone, I think, he skewed it a little bit too far. He had like 3 assists in 6 games. Since then, we're seeing 2 or 3 assists. I don't know what he had tonight. And their defense tonight wouldn't yield to very many. But he had 3 assists tonight. If he's getting 3 dimes a night while shooting 8 of 12, no one's going to be upset about it.
So those are 25 minutes that he's playing, and I think he's averaging 23 for the year, but he got 25 tonight, got 30-some minutes against the Dallas Mavericks the other night. But those are, like, productive minutes. It's not like he's out on the floor and he's filling in. You know, and those are productive minutes when he's out there on the floor. So they're getting something out of him.
Great win. Clarkson trade's been incredible. Perfect player for our team. Go Jazz, says Daniel on Facebook. Brian wants to know, is this the best we've looked all season?
Whew,
it's a pretty good stretch. It's a four-game win streak against three teams above 500.
Yeah. It's been very good, but I'd have to think back. I mean, even though – so what – well, I'm not picking on your comments there, but – we've looked awfully good against teams under 500. So it's kind of hard to say that, okay, they're better now because they're beating teams that are over 500 when they look awfully good beating those teams when they're under 500, if you understand what I mean.
Jazz go to 12-11 now against above 500 teams. Miami, by the way, 17-10 against above 500 teams coming into the night. So that they Miami does not have a problem playing the best teams in the NBA.
You know, what surprises me about this team is as good as we think they are, as well coached as they think they are, that they're just not winning on the road. They can't win on the road. Their home record is awfully good. Their road record is, what is that? The road record now 13-16. So you would think that they would be one or two games over 500 as, you know, as solid of a team as I think they have.
Josiah Johnson says, what are your thoughts on the Conley load management? He was not load managed. He had the flu tonight. Intention was for him to play, but he was not healthy, could not play. Jordan Clarkson for sixth man of the year. I think Montrezl Harrell probably has that award won.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But I think that you're going to hear some talk for it. Like, he'll be in the conversation. The way he's playing, he has to be discussed for sixth man of the year.
I'm sure he'll be mentioned. I'm not so sure if it's too late, the fact that there's only 30 games left, and I don't know. He's been with us, what, 20, how many games has he been with us?
20, we're set, what I say, we're 17-6, 18-6, so 24 games?
Yeah, so it could be. I mean, he could be definitely be on in the mix for that.
Do you have to do TV tonight?
Yes.
All right, so we can't go too long because I was just going to go since we have All-Star break and we don't have anywhere to go, but you do. Over the past 20 years, how many teams have been top-rated offense, went on to win a championship? I'll go look that up, but yes, that is actually how you win championships, not defense, often offense. Actually, both in the top five is what you have to do, so we need to figure that out. Colorado Jazz fan is complaining about the sloppy first quarter. Some people just can't be happy. Ron, let me ask you this last question. 18-6 since Jordan's been with the team, number one offense in the NBA, about the 13th or so ranked defense. We'll see what they are after tonight. How good is this basketball team as we head to the break?
They're awfully good. Awfully good. They're one of the teams in the league that can figure things out as they go along. The talent level on this team, David, compliments every player on this basketball team. So they've done a pretty good job of putting it together. Swick Quinn has done such a great job and I'm sure he spends a lot of time on, you know, what minutes and what guys play best together and that type of thing. So this a very good basketball team. They got a lot of respect around the league. I listen to a lot of the critics and the commentators, and then they're talking about Utah and then the type of team that they have. I heard Van Gundy talk about Quinn last night on the broadcast and how good he is, and Quinn's a lawyer. I mean, he had Quinn's whole story. So a lot of respect for Quinn, a lot of respect for this basketball team.
Tell him what else you listen to.
What do I listen to?
What do you usually listen to before games, Ron?
What do I listen to before games?
What do you usually listen to before games?
Someone sends me information sometimes. Locked on something.
Yeah, usually. Like that. Usually, okay. We just built a prep network is what we did. Have a great night. Congratulations. Jazz win. Have a great break. Much love, cookies for everybody at the store. I'm not professional. Fired up. Great win. 18-6 since Jordan joined us. Beat the Heat.